And now the band we mentioned before, Billy Kelly, is from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, if my memory is right. And we'll get to know the band and understand who these folks are, just to give you a sense of things. We have five folks in the studio right now. You see if you can figure out what instruments they're playing as you listen, and we'll see if you're correct or not.
Don't tell.
I didn't mean you guys figuring out what instruments you play. I meant our audience figuring that out. Here are Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs.
I'm Billy Kelly. These are the Blah Blah Blahs, and this is the first song. This is how it starts. This song is special. It's self-referential, which, as you can tell, means it's about itself. Ooh, and you are hearing this part of the song right now. The melody and words engage your brain somehow. Thought that you might, and so I wrote this line with all of you in mind. Ooh, and you are hearing this part of the song once more, helping you remember hearing it before. That's what this part's for. Ha! Ba ba ba! Suddenly it's gone. This is the first song, the best and the worst song that we've played for you. But now it's almost through. There's no use pretending the song isn't ending, 'cause almost anyone can tell it's almost done. Ooh, and you are hearing this part of the song right now. The melody and words engage your brain somehow. Ooh, and you are hearing this part of the song again.
Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs. Right. And,
coming at you.
Yeah, that sounded great.
Was it too early in the morning for that kind of thing?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
It's my first time in Pittsburgh, so I don't know how you
Is it really?
That. Second time. It's my first time performing in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's.
But I was here a couple of years ago, and I thought it was a great city. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad. Tell me, I know a little bit about you, but not much. And it's.
You may know more than I do.
Well,
what do you know? Let's just compare.
I know you have two daughters.
Yes.
I know you live in Lewisburg.
Yep.
I know how to spell Lewisburg.
See, I don't know that. You already lost me at that. I know it starts with an H. L. I got those mixed up.
No, it's Pittsburgh ends with an H.
Yeah, Lewisburg, PA, which is nowhere near Pittsburgh.
No.
We found that out when we drove here yesterday.
How long was the drive?
Well, it took about 2 weeks.
I was going to say, how long did it seem? You answered that question already.
It's about 4 hours, but Pittsburgh is a reference point for me. Anytime I tell someone out of state, actually in the state of Pennsylvania too, that I live in Lewisburg, the first thing they say, is that near Pittsburgh?
And I say no, and then they say, "Is that near Philadelphia?" And then they lose interest.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
We're in the middle of the state.
Yes. Is that near Harrisburg?
Sure, yeah, why not? Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Kind of.
There's a lot of Bergs around there.
So, you know, you've achieved some pretty remarkable success.
I did not know that either.
Overnight success is never a good term, but you've had a relatively quick rise. I mean, you recorded your first CD, 5 years ago?
No, 2 years ago.
Only two.
Yeah.
And you've had two others since?
And the third one's coming out next month. So we cranked out three in 2 years.
And so what prompted you to record? Well, tell me a bit about your childhood first. Did you grow up in Lewisburg?
I never grew up, so that's been helpful in my
New York rise. Are you growing
up
in Lewisburg?
No. Okay. I'm from Long Island. Grew up outside of New York City.
What city?
Called Belmore. It's not near Pittsburgh. And right next to Philadelphia.
I think I've been to Belmore, Long
Island.
Really?
I knew you looked familiar when I came in.
I think, is it near Glen Cove?
Yeah, that's out there.
I actually went to a wedding in Belmore, Long Island.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I think I've seen this guy before, but he was wearing a tux.
My friend from Syosset was married. Is his name Long Island? No. So you...
I grew up there, yeah.
Grew up there. And what brought you to Lewisburg? College or...
Got lost. That's not a joke. We got lost. We had one daughter at the time. We made a wrong turn trying to get back from Johnstown, where my wife is from, back to New York City, where we lived. And we got lost, and we drove through this little town, Lewisburg, PA. And it was the perfect springtime day. The school had just let out. There were people walking down the streets. There were flowers on the trees. And we just thought, wow, this is... It's very picturesque.
You found Mayberry, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. We stayed overnight, looked at our first house the next day, and that's my youngest daughter. That's all she's ever known. She was just about 6 months old when we moved from Brooklyn to Lewisburg.
Now, growing up, did you play much music? Were you in bands? Or?
Yeah, I had a musical family. We had a piano in the house. My grandfather had a band in the 30s. He had a big band, a swing band, John Devlin and his Red Devils. And so there were a lot of people in my extended family were musicians. And I had a guitar, I think when I was about 14 or 15, got a guitar. And, you know, my parents always encouraged us to just bang on the piano and figure it out. So, yeah, I've always had it in my life. And we do now, too. We have a piano. Both my daughters play. Jane is 10 and Lily is 7, about to become 8. And they both play piano and the bells. Jane plays bells with us sometimes at our shows. And Lily played harmonica with us. Oh, they're on our new CD. They recorded with us.
Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs are here. You're hearing the voice of Billy himself, Kelly. Their website is BillyKellyShow.com.
Yep.
Probably because there's a real estate agent named Billy Kelly somewhere.
Yeah, somebody had it.
I'm sure. I didn't even check, but I'm sure it's Billy Kelly.
The Billy Kelly Show.
The Billy Kelly Show.com.
BillyKellyShow.com was taken, so I had to add that.
Wow. That's incredible.
I made that up.
So I asked you before if you could figure out the instruments. Billy's playing keys, and I don't know if you would like to introduce the other people.
I would love to introduce.
They can be self-referential, whatever makes sense.
I'll introduce because I do this dramatic. Can I get a drum roll, Jake? On the drum roll, Jake Klein. Okay, that's it. Can I get a guitar roll, Evan? On the guitar, Evan Dresser. On the other guitar, do the thing like they did. Oh, that's it. Lead guitar, Gary Hardcastle. And coming at you on the bass, the king of the four string is none other than Bob Albin. And those are the Blah Blah Blahs. You can clap. Do people clap for the radio? If you're out there listening. Yeah, we'll clap for ourselves.
Unless you're driving.
If you're driving, don't clap.
Yes. Yes, we have to say that now with new liability theories.
We do not encourage you to clap while
don't
driving.
Clap if you're driving. If you do, it's a decision you made.
That's up to you.
It's 20 after 11. And that first song was called This Is the First Song.
Yeah.
And where does that appear? On
that
what CD?
That is the first song on my debut kids CD, which was called Thank You for Joining the Happy Club. That came out in 2009. And could we do another one? We'd like to do... one from the new disc, which I'm going to hold up to the microphone so people can hear it. That's it, tapping the microphone there.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's all we have time for, though. Thanks for being here. The sound check was great. Shame you guys couldn't
hear
it. But what's this next
one? This song's called The Family Garden. This is the title track from the new CD.
Once again, Billy Kelly and the Blah, Blah, Blahs.
All right.
Do-do-de-yo. out in the yard, there's a patch of dirt where the sun shines hard and the sprinklers squirt, where me and my whole family love to go.
Do-do-de-yo.
Picking up rocks and putting down seeds and putting in time on pulling out weeds and watching little seedlings as they grow in the family garden. In the family garden, everybody does their part in do do loop do
the family garden. Do-do-de-yo.
Mama and daddy got a job to do, and all the little kids have got their jobs too, and there ain't nobody minds lending a hand.
Do-do-de-yo.
And your hands get dirty from working in the soil, and your back gets hurty from all that toiling, but your back don't mind, cause you're getting back to the land. In the family garden, in the family garden, everybody works so hard in do-do-do-do-do the family garden. It's a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck, but we wouldn't trade the garden for $1 million, cause everybody knows that the best in life is free. What'd you say?
Do-do-de-yo.
Like the veggies on the table in the summer and the fall for all of our friends when they come calling, and we take them out to the yard so they can see the family garden, all the family garden. Everybody does their part in do-do-do-do-do the family garden. Do-do-do-do-do the family garden.
Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs. Nice guitar work on that song.
Thank you very much.
Everybody did a good job, not to let anybody feel.
I didn't do a good job.
You did a great job.
Thank you. You didn't say it.
These guys are a lot of fun to watch, and you'll have a chance to do just that when they play at the Children's Museum, where our studios happen to be. In fact, Robert Gray and Liz Adams are here doing studio tours today between 1 and 4 o'clock, and so you can watch the show, do a studio tour,
watch the second show,
1:30 and 2:30 today. Are you guys playing anywhere else in the area this weekend?
Nope, we drove out just for this one. Play on your show. We're very excited. I got to thank you for having us.
Great.
So thrilled to get on here and play for you and your lovely listeners.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, I'm curious, have you as a group done any album strictly for adults, or you folk?
No. I wrote these songs, you know, the Happy Club songs I had written for my two daughters, and I accumulated enough that I thought, well, I could actually make a CD. I had maybe 20 songs written, and so we put 10 songs on that album, and while that came out, I wrote some more for them, and now just kind of hit our stride with this. We played our kids' stuff at an adult venue, you know, a mm-hmm. venue where with other rock bands, we just went on, we played at 11 o'clock at night or something like that. And that was interesting.
Yeah, I asked that in part. You know, some folks, Tom Chapin will do it, mm-hmm. even Trout Fishing in America, but not so much anymore, have done albums sort of skewed in both directions.
Right.
And I had a feeling that you probably haven't, nor likely will.
I don't plan on it. No, hopefully the kids... Hopefully the music we do appeals to adults. You know, that's the idea.
That's why we're so quick to have you on here, because we really believe pretty strongly that good kids' music isn't kids' music,
mm-hmm.
and
it's
good,
music.
Good
That's
adult
it, yeah.
music isn't necessarily adult music either.
Amen.
And
yeah.
you've done a good job of doing that. It can be so difficult. We talk with a lot of families that are looking for high quality, listenable music for their kids,
right.
and you know, you can dance to Louis Armstrong probably even better than you can to Barney. No mm-hmm. offense, Barney.
He's not here.
Yeah, he's not here, so it's okay.
I think he's listening.
I meant Barney from the Flintstones.
I knew what you meant.
There was a purple dinosaur on the Flintstones, Dino.
Dino, yeah.
And the modern Barney is also a purple dinosaur.
He should have a person named
Dino. Dino was in the wrong place
yeah,
at the wrong time. He could have been very
famous. He missed his chance. Yeah, he was that close.
He was that close. He could have been the bedrock of
PBS. I could have been somebody.
I could have been.
Yeah. That's all he ever got to say.
Oh, it's 26 minutes after 11 o'clock. These guys are too much fun. Let's see. We heard that was a song from the forthcoming CD. I think it's going to be ready in April.
Yep.
And again, you can go to thebillykellyshow.com for a fun website as well as more information.
Lots of videos there you could watch.
Oh, we don't believe in videos.
Oh, no videos. I was kidding. There's
yeah,
no videos.
Yeah, this
I
is mean, radio.
Yeah, but you just listen to them.
We figured out how to filter the pictures before
yeah.
they come, and you know, so you can make them in your own head.
Just don't click on the videos.
Please. Videos are okay. It's uh-huh. it's fine. What would you like to play next?
I'll probably play the piano still.
Okay.
Now we're going to do, let's do Thank You for Joining the Happy Club, which is the title track of our first CD. And I forget how we start this. You count it off, right? Yeah, four, right?
Thank you for joining the Happy Club. You're the newest members of the Happy Club. Thank you for joining the Happy Club. We're here to spread some cheer and love in the Happy Club. Just one smile gets you in. Do-do-do-do-do-do. So let the smiling begin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can leave anytime you want, but then why would you ever want to leave when all your friends are saying, thank you for joining the Happy Club. You're our favorite member of. Joining the Happy Club, we're here to spread some cheer and love in the Happy Club. We don't have no monthly dues, do-do-do-do-do-do. Just keep smiling the way you do, and the following sentence will always be true. There's ever been at being you, and we want to thank you for joining the Happy Club. Thank you for joining the Happy Club. From the Happy Club, you've all been elected the president of.
Ask not what you can do for your Happy Club.
Happy
Ask
Club.
What your Happy Club can do for you.
Thank you for joining the Happy Club. Now let's go spread some cheer and love in the Happy Club. Thank you for joining the Happy Club. Tell all of your friends to join. Tell your family to join the Happy Club. Tell your dog to join the Happy Club. If you have a dog, let's get everyone to join the Happy Club.
Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs. How did the Blah Blah Blahs pick their name? Or how was the name picked for them?
Because we were planning. We were just sitting around tossing names out for the band,
uh-huh.
And it was, you know, I liked the Horribles. That was originally, it was just going to be the Horribles.
Like
Billy
Hagar
Kelly.
And the Horribles.
No, just the Horribles.
Or just
that was
the Horribles.
It. Yeah, and I found out there was a band with that already. And then I said, well, it should be Billy Kelly and something. And I was like, you know, it'll be Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs. We'll figure that out. And then we were like, oh, that's the name. So, and then we made it one word, and that really made it.
Yeah.
Just made it magic.
Blah, 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 blah. There's four of them.
We share a blah.
There's only
Gary and I share
a blah.
Yeah, they each get
a... I'm actually blah. Blah.
And you're
ah.
Blah and ah. There's a nice falsetto.
It's like on Sesame Street when they used to do the blah.
I thought that happened on Family Guy. Didn't they originate? No, that was Sesame Street.
Yeah.
But
I've never heard of that show.
No, I haven't either, actually. That's a nice cartoon. It's 29 minutes before noon. Thank you for being with us. A quick update of weather, just because there's a lot of heavy weather today. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory and a flood watch for rivers, including the Allegheny and the Ohio and the Monongahela, and also the Clarion near Cooksburg. Take care. There's a 90% chance of rain today, near 100 tonight, heavy at times. High today, 55, low tonight, 41. Tomorrow, the precipitation probability will taper to 90%.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, much, much, much better with rain down to about a 90% chance. And the low will be around 44 degrees, but it will go down to about 20 degrees by Sunday night. Currently, it's 43 in Grove City. Yeah, you can hear the rain there, Robert. There's 43 degrees at Grove City, 43 in Clarion, 52 in Indiana and Washington, 48 in New Concord, Ohio, and 52 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Is our engineer over there? Okay. Oh, there he is. Okay. We'll find that. I have my suspicions. We're just gonna
pretend we're. It's a really old
because
recording.
We care. We're gonna find.
We're doing the whole show on vinyl today.
Everybody's instruments okay? It's live radio. Did I get it?
The song is called Static. I'm hearing static on my radio.
That'd be interesting if the problem were me. Okay. Let me check something real quickly here, just for fun. Now it's gone, but that's the good news. The bad news is you guys are too. Let me see whether I might be able to do something here. No static at all. FM. Oh, you still have it. Okay. Oh, you know what? Visit our friend over there, and see if that will help. Right there behind Ricky. This will be an interesting experiment. I'll bet you it goes away after he does this. And thank you, by the way, for your patience as we create radio before your very ears. La, 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 la. I might have done it. Well, you know, I think the music will
drown it out,
and I'll look for it as you're playing.
Why don't we do something that's appropriate that could sound like an old 45?
Oh, good.
This is an old song from the 1920s, I think, called Coney Island Washboard. Do you know this song?
I do.
Yeah, we love this song. This is on the new CD. So pretend you're listening to an old scratchy record.
I don't see any kazoos, but I'm sure it'll work.
You're welcome to take a kazoo solo. Even fake one.
I'll have to look. I may.
All right, here we go. Coney Island washboard she would play. You could hear her on the boardwalk every day. Soap suds all around, little bubbles on the ground. Rub-dub-dub in her little tub, all those tunes she found. Little thimbles on her fingers made the noise. She played
Charleston on the lawn before the boys. She can rag a tune straight through the knees of a brand new pair of dungarees. Hey, Coney Island, washboard, round the lake. Washboard she would play. You could hear her on the boardwalk every day.
Soap such a brown, little bubbles on the ground. Rub-a-dub-dub in her little tub, all those tunes she found. Little foot was on her fingers, made the noise. She played Charleston on the laundry for the boys. She could rag a tune straight through the knees of a brand new pair of dungarees. Hey, Coney Island, washboard, round the lake. On her fingers made the noise. She played Charleston on the lawn before the boys. She dragged a tune straight through the knees of a brand new pair of BBDs. Hey, Coney Island, washboard. Coney Island, washboard round. Coney Island, washboard round the lake.
Woo! That's Billy Kelly and the Blah. 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 That's the way it went at one time. And that song did sound good with sort of that needle effect. You can hear them live. Well, you are now, but you can also hear them live and actually see them in person at 1:30 and 2:30 today at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. As I talk, Rob's going to do a few more little checks. Very unusual little thing that we don't. Yeah, we don't typically. That's a very. Oh, I missed that there. That was my first guess. Yeah. It's only there a teeny little bit, and dogs may not even be hearing it when it gets down to it. So are you touring a lot?
Yeah, we've been going all over the place. You know, the kids' shows are usually on the weekends, so we drive. We've been as far as Detroit and as far south as one of the Carolinas.
Chapel Hill.
We do South Carolina. We went to South Carolina, too. Yeah, we went to South Carolina, Boston. Yeah, we go all over. Yeah.
That's hard, and you must miss your kids when you're...
I do, yeah. I realize that the promise of a present when I return home has eased the transition for them. Like, I'm going to be gone for 2 days, but I'm going to totally bring you a present. Then they're happy, so...
A good friend who is a singer-songwriter from West Virginia named Todd Burge has two kids about the age of yours. Yeah. And he always sets up his guitar case so the audience can see it. He puts a picture of each child right there.
Yeah.
And as he does that, thank you. It, that's his office, he says.
Yeah.
The pictures are on the desk.
I have my cell phone, so I got loads of pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way. We's a, an acoustic folk musician.
Yeah, they don't go to cell phones.
He does everything in the old-timey way. He also churns his own butter and, all of that, as well as the accounts of the gigs. So he can – Rob's replacing a cable. He figured it out. And
yay, Rob. Rob's awesome. You know, Rob's the guy behind the scenes here.
He is. Robert does a great job here.
And today's his chance to shine.
Absolutely. And in a moment, we'll take care of that. Thank you for tuning in. I mentioned earlier today, I don't think I mentioned it to Billy Kelly and the blah, blah, blahs, that we moved into the studio about 6.5 years ago, and we replaced all of the computers for the first time ever this past week.
All right.
And that's
We demand new computers anywhere we go play, right? We got to have no more than
that's
a week
right.
old. So.
It was in their rider for these guys.
I want all new computers.
But it's just, it's maddening how many things are impacted by doing that. And everybody worked, especially Justin, our technical director, very hard. This issue here, I don't think has anything to do with that, but it's just amazing as you think about technology, how many, all these things were changed. And, you know, it is nice to have, you know, computers that no longer have daisy wheel, you know, printers and, you know, we don't have those big old monitors.
And when the robots take over, it's going to be even easier.
I know. I'm looking forward to the robots.
That's tomorrow.
Although, you know, the Jeopardy robot kind of, he had his slip ups there.
Yeah.
You know, like.
He still won.
He did win.
He still won. Let's not forget that.
That's true. I think he found it. He did. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Whose fault was it?
I kind of missed the static now.
Let's blame one of the musicians.
Gary did that. Yeah.
Was it Gary?
It was,
Gary's very staticky.
Part of a long-term plan that I have that I can't go into, but yeah.
Okay.
Systematically ruining every radio performance. He was just doing it with his mouth.
Well, it's fine. His little staccato or statico or something. So what is the next song now that we can – we didn't mind having static while we were talking, but we didn't want it while you were playing.
Yeah.
Let's do the static song.
Yeah, we should do that. This song is a little guessing game for your listeners out there, and you could play too.
Okay.
It's called I'm Thinking of an Animal.
Is it a kitty?
You got it right. Okay, we got to do a different song. I'm going to think of an animal, and I'm going to give you some clues. The clues will rhyme with the name of the animal.
Okay.
Now, if it's a horse, it'll rhyme with horse, not with Steve, like if the horse's name is Steve. It'll rhyme with the actual animal, not the name. When I say name of the animal, I don't know necessarily the name of the frog in the second verse.
So if you said Myrtle, it could be...
It would be a turtle.
A turtle.
Or it could be someone named Myrtle, but in this case, it would be a turtle.
Okay.
So this is called I'm Thinking of an Animal. And this is on our brand new CD. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm thinking of an animal, an animal, an animal. I'm thinking of an animal I think you know. This animal sure is tall. You just can't call her small. Her long neck makes me laugh. This animal is a...
I'm not even gonna tell you. I know you got it.
I'm thinking of an animal. An animal, an animal. I'm thinking of an animal. An animal I think you know. This animal's one you've seen, usually small and often green. I once saw one hop off a log. This animal is a...
Ribbit. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
I'm thinking of an animal, an animal, an animal. I'm thinking of an animal I think you know. This animal won't say please when he steals a piece of cheese. I hope you don't have one in your house. This animal is a...
Ribbit.
No, wait, that's wrong. Squeak.
I'm thinking of an animal. An animal, an animal. I'm thinking of an animal. An animal I think you know. This animal has 5 eyes, and it comes in any size. Its tail has a radio at the end of it. This animal is a...
I made that one up. That's not a real animal. I'm sorry.
Gary! To swim. If you don't believe me, just go ask him. His tail's going swish, swish, swish. This animal is a...
I'm gonna change it up here for you now.
I'm thinking
president, a president, a president. I'm thinking of a president I think you know. This president was the first, one of the best, yeah, not the worst. His name rhymes with Ford Washington. This president is.
If you said Abraham Lincoln, you were incorrect.
I'm done thinking of an animal, an animal, an animal. I'm done thinking of an animal. Thanks for thinking of animals with me. Thanks for thinking of animals with me.
That's a good song. That's Thank Billy you. Kelly Thank and you. The blah, blah, blah. It's not that the other songs weren't good,
they
too.
They were terrible. you gotta clarify everything around here.
Yeah, I know. Every
You didn't say you like my shirt.
It's called Marriage of 20-some years. These guys are Billy Kelly and the blah, blah, blah. It's thebillykellyshow.com or go to slbradio.org, which you hopefully have bookmarked, and you can just go right to thebillykellyshow.com. A couple remarks about that song, actually, is...
Lose the animals. One, get rid of the guitarist.
Well, I noticed in the third or fourth verse, you know, you recapped with the sound of the mouse and the sound of the frog, but there was no sound of the giraffe included in
yes,
that.
Yes, there was.
Was there?
What sound does a giraffe make?
That's true.
There was no sound of George Washington either, and I do a great George Washington impersonation. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, check this out. Hey, this is George Washington, and you're listening to the Saturday Morning Light Brigade.
I like it. It sounds perfect. That's, you know, nobody...
Sounds just like him, right?
Yeah.
Nobody,
put your teeth back in. The other thing I was thinking about when you talked about something that, you know, swims.
Yes.
You know, I was waiting for the rhyme to be maudlin leading to dolphin. But you chose swish leading to fish.
I have some animals on reserve that I have yet to find suitable rhymes for. I'll try... Like, but dolphins aren't maudlin.
Yeah, maudlin's dolphin. Not really the right.
I hope you should go let your best friend Dolph in. No, let dolphin. Your best friend Rolf in.
No,
this animal is a dolphin. There's always a way. There's always a way.
Somewhere there's something. Pour some half and half in.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
We'll have it. By next time we're here, we'll have the dolphin verse
County.
Ready for
Don't you live near Dolphin County?
It's. Yes, we do.
You do.
Huh? Yeah, we do. That's true.
There's your answer.
You've
it's
done your homework.
12 minutes before noon. I can't keep up with them. I could have earlier if they had been here this morning, but, you know, they've had more sleep than
yes,
me.
Yes, and more coffee.
Yes, they probably have. We probably have time for one or two more. It's up to you.
I want to do the, yeah, one.
One
And then another
is
one,
good.
And then two more after that. This is a very strange song from the new CD called The Invention of the Straw.
The invention of the straw.
The amazing true story of the invention of the drinking straw. And I need to tell your listeners, because I don't want to lie to anybody out there, that this amazing true story is completely false. I made the whole thing up, and there are several factual inaccuracies in it. So enjoy the song, The Invention of the Straw.
Well, a long, long time ago, people had it so tough. 'Cause when they wanted to take a drink, they had to pick up their cup. They had to clutch it with their fingers and hoist at the wrist. Bending at the elbow, put the cup to their lips. The most ridiculous way to drink this world ever saw. But that all changed with the invention of the straw. Way back in 1997 in England, the Queen came along. Her name was Queen Nancy Reagan, and she said the way we drink is all wrong. So she sent 100 scientists out across the land, said find me a way to drink where I don't need to use my hands. And the world's never been the same as it was before. Queen Nancy Reagan and the invention of the straw. Oh well, the scientists searched and they searched and they worked and they worked and they worked and they searched some more. But no matter how they worked and no matter how they searched, well, they could not find what they were searching for or what they were working for. Mm-hmm.
Well, the jester of the court was named Gilbert Gottfried. He said, my work with cylindrical plastic seems to be exactly what the queen needs. So he made a plastic cylinder, stuck it in a drink, gave it to the queen, yeah, he didn't even think. She just drank it down without moving her hands or her jaw. And the queen said, hey, it's the invention of the straw. It's the invention of the straw. It's the invention of the straw. It's the invention of the straw.
Oh. Now,
straw. Straw.
Billy Kelly.
Thank you.
It's okay now. And the blah, blah, blahs. I never a song have I heard that had Nancy Reagan and Gilbert Gottfried
together.
Interesting couple. Yeah. And the fun was the trombone, too,
yes,
coming out of nowhere.
Surprise appearance of the trombone.
And a trombone, I think that I don't know that I've ever observed the trombone playing a deeper note than it did during that song. You were extended pretty much all the way on that trombone. Okay, there's even more. This is where marching band experience probably comes
somebody
in.
Somebody say marching band?
At least
we
I'm
have
guessing.
A marching band song.
Okay, here it is.
Wow.
Wow.
I couldn't even hear that.
Sounds like a ship coming.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Evan Dresser, your ship has just come in.
That's as deep as I can come.
I like it.
We need a freight shipping song.
Yeah.
I'll work on it on the ride home.
Yeah, that won't be too hard.
Nah.
Are you referring to your passengers as freight, your bandmates
yes.
as freight? Now, by the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that if you stumbled upon us today. And we appreciate your finding your way here. And I think these guys have one more song in
them. Yeah, we do. But Evan just put the trombone away, even though he has to play trombone on this last song.
Oh, it's so much fun. He's already switched from trombone to guitar four times, and that's just in the last minute.
He's amazing. That's why he's here.
He's here.
Primarily to switch back and forth.
Evan really did run because their show is conveniently located at the opposite end of the theater we're in, requiring all of them to move about 100 feet and reset up everything so that the static comes in just the same way.
Setting up is our favorite part of the show, so we jumped at the chance. Wow, we get to set up two times?
Yeah.
This is going to be the best show ever. Yeah, so Evan ran. You didn't see the signal. He gave me the trombone signal, and I nodded, and he ran across
he did.
The room.
He ran.
Got the trombone.
He ran. And
came in right on cue at the
I looked to make sure he wasn't holding scissors. And,
yes.
I was worried about your tripping because you never know what's out there, ever.
And you don't even have shoelaces. You took the precaution of not wearing shoes.
You trip with
shoelaces.
The trombone and you can end up swallowing it.
Yeah.
That
could be a problem. Then you got that noise coming out.
Yeah. Then you know there's nowhere it is, though, too.
Yeah.
You'd always have it.
But you'd get a beautiful trombone from the picture book. You know, that's what my wife, when we look at the house insurance all the time, they have these pictures of homes, you know, that you get if your house burns down, many of which look a lot nicer than our house does now.
Don't even think about
so,
it.
So, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I shouldn't even talk that way. But
we burn the trombone down.
We sometimes think about getting the house in the picture book. You could get the trombone in the picture book.
Note
and
to self.
Might be not. Yes, note to self. I better be sure you guys have enough time here. I want to thank you for coming here, and I hope that you will consider coming to the Children's Museum today. Rainy day. You can see these guys at 1:30 and 2:30 and enjoy what's happening at the museum. Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs one more time.
Thanks for having us. This song is the amazing true story of the invention of the No, that's not it. This was inspired by standing behind the slowest, most indecisive person in the universe at the supermarket one day. This is called I'm Trying to Decide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. At the front of the line, supermarket one time. This one is 1 penny off $10. That one is $9.99. People standing behind complain I'm wasting their time.
But I say, people, please, people, don't rush me. Then I stand there all night. I say, I'm trying to decide, but I can't make up my mind. First I think that I do, but then I think that I don't. Whoa, and I'm taking my time while I try to decide. I don't know, but maybe I will, but then maybe I won't. The restaurant was sublime. Oh yeah, the dining was fine. On the tray for dessert, they had both of my favorites, lemon meringue and key lime. Waitress's eyes look at mine. She asked, on which will I dine? Then I sit there thinking about it up until closing time. I'll say I'm trying to decide, but I can't make up my mind. First I think that I do, but then I think that I don't. Whoa, and I'm taking my time while I try to decide. I don't know, but maybe I will, but then maybe I won't. Yes, no, maybe so, but then again, I just don't. Up from the bubbling brine, 10 million swamp creatures climb. Then they choose me as their king and their leader divine. They say that if I decline, they will destroy all mankind. Then I kind of kick it around in my head many times. For those of you just joining us, Billy Kelly is discussing becoming king of the swamp creatures with the actual swamp creature himself. So what's the deal here? So you want me to be the king of the swamp creatures? No responsibility whatsoever. And if I refuse, you'll destroy all of mankind. So I don't have to go to any meetings or anything like that? No? Boy, I'm going to have to think about this. I'll say I'm trying to decide, but I can't make up my mind. First I think that I do, but then I think that I don't. Whoa, and I'm taking my time while I try to decide. I don't know, but maybe I will, but then maybe I won't. Then maybe I do, but then maybe I don't. Then maybe I boo, but then maybe I won't. Then maybe I feel, but then maybe I won't.
Billy Kelly and the Blah Blah Blahs, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Each of you, just a pleasure. Robert Gray, excellent mix, thank you. And Liz Adams, also working today. And thanks to all of our guests going back early this morning from Australia, representing Pittsburgh International Children's Theater's production of Circa. Our thanks to Jeroen Lifschitz for being here with us today. Ken Regal, spotlighting the Empty Bowls dinner. Look for Ricky and me tomorrow between 2 and 6 o'clock for the Empty Bowls dinner to benefit Just Harvest and Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We hope to see you. Also, thanks to Trisha Hyatt and her little sister Cheyenne, representing Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. You can get more information on them at bbbspittsburgh.org. And thanks to you for being here along with us. Tried to mention every name of every person who called throughout the program. If we missed your name, we apologize. If it's your style to listen without calling in, insert your name right here. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. I was waiting for Billy to say straw, but that didn't happen. The Saturday Light Brigade is copyright 2011, SLB Radio Productions. Questions, comments, we hope you'll write at SLB at slbradio.org. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIU PFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, and Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org.